20th of March, 2046. I tuned the guitar finally and I found the pick. I'm 73 today. 73 in 2 months. I still sound young. Because I eat mostly vegetables. I'm 73 today. And I found my pick. And I found my pick. It's good news to me. That I found my pick. Exciting news to me. Then I found my pick. 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 Lost my teeth again under the bed. So I'm 73 years old and I live under the bridge in a cardboard box. Got fired from 14 jobs in the 2020s. I don't want to call them the 20s because I know some people who were around in the 1920s. They also eat their vegetables. My grandma was around the 1920s. She's got to be about 150 years old today. That's what I call longevity. My sister's a landscape architect. She's 72. No, she's 71. No, actually, she's only 70. I always forget. That's the Alzheimer's kicking in. As you can tell, my accent has reverted to Virginia. So I had to move back to Virginia after I got kicked out of Washington State for playing the guitar too loud. Actually, I got kicked out for playing the guitar too poorly. So this is a bootleg recording. I found an old tape recorder from the 2000s. Some call those the oddies, but I think that's kind of pretentious. Old tape recorder, that's the point. It's an old tape. You know, I reckon it's been about 40 years since I recorded the tape. 39, actually. And I reckon my guitar playing hasn't really that improved that much because it's been about 39 years since I practiced. You know, there was one day in 2007, I think, that I actually played more than half an hour at a time. Didn't accomplish much. Just basically filled up a side of a tape with crap. But here I am, 73 years old. Call this my birth year. I was born 1973, but I'm 73, get it? You know, that people born after 2000 had it easy, because it didn't have to get very old. Now I'm 73 this year. Eat my vegetables. Don't eat my vegetables. Don't eat my Raisin Bran cereal for breakfast. So have a drink of Corona Lager. Red cheap wine now and again. Don't touch the Bud Light. Don't touch the canned beer. Don't really touch the hard liquor much, because that messes everything up. Can't play the guitar, have too much hard liquor. You know, funny thing is, the guitar went out of fashion in around 2030. No one plays guitar now. Nobody. Everything's synthesizers and neural implants. No, I mean, to be honest, everything is just loops. No one plays instruments anymore. That went out of fashion, you know, 30 years ago. These days, everything is leaps and blimps. But, you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned, so I have this guitar, which I found in the gully next to my cardboard box. Picked up the guitar, plugged it into an old Pod Pro and amp, which I found in that gully. I also found a power outlet. Power outlet's a round two. Because, you know, after the U.S. nuked the entire Middle East, there wasn't much oil left. We had this power shortage for about 20 years. However, some of us are lucky and we found our power cords. Get it? Power chords. Ha 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 ha. Sorry, that was Musician Cuba. And since there ain't no musicians no more, you also get that joke. My accent keeps changing, doesn't it? I dropped the pick again. I was dropping the pick. Because what can you expect from 73-year-old fingers? Okay, I think I see the pick, but then again, I can't trust my eyes. My 73-year-old eyes, you know, I had to give up contacts back in around 2040. And the reason is, they didn't have contacts anymore. You know, I wore that last pair for not just 2.5 weeks like I usually did, 2.5 years. By the time my eyes were so red, into that 2.5 years. Severe oxygen deprivation, my doctor called it. My pupils had shrunk to the size of a pinhead. Speaking of pinheads, can't think of a joke. I was going to say a joke about pinheads, but you know, my 73-year-old mind just does not process data like it used to. You know, back when I was in my 40s and 50s, I was kind of smart. You know, back then I had 3 cardboard boxes. I had a whole empire of cardboard boxes. And gosh, and my accent was better, it was more consistent. Now my accent is this weird, funky, half southern, half, I don't know what. It just doesn't, you know, but that's what you get. 73 years old, eat lots of vegetables, but my accent's not doing so hot. No, it ain't. Anyway, as I was saying, there's not many traditional musicians anymore. I reckon I'm probably the strongest guitarist this side of Mississippi, maybe? Because I hear there's another guy on the other side of the Mississippi who's equally old-fashioned. He's 84. He has 2 guitars. One's acoustic and one's electric. I just got this electric one. If I had an acoustic, I bet I could practice more often. Not that I practice, it's, like I said, it's been about 40 years since I practiced. Is my accent Georgian now? I just don't get it. Where is this accident from? You know, I bet it's those Georgian cockroaches. They've been living with me in the cardboard box under the fridge. I guess I'm picking up some things from them. Besides diseases, I'm picking up the weird accents from those roaches. I'm also picking up a few pennies now and again because I picked out pockets. You know, roaches have gotten big. I remember when I was a child, roaches were only a couple inches long. Now roaches are more like a couple deca inches. Get it? Deca inches. No one gets that joke because the old half-standard, half-metric system went out of style just about as quickly as it came into style. That was around 2025, you know, deca minutes, deca seconds, deca inches, deca pounds. Yeah, it was a fad for a while. It went out of style. So did, chord changes, you know? We used to vary our songs. It'd be progression. Now everything's repetition. Because everything's cut and paste, you know? People just can't be bothered to put in the chorus. Because everything is a verse. Oh, great, my accent's changing now. It's half British, half... I don't know what. It's out of way of all these roaches getting their accents, and why do I keep mimicking them subconsciously? But that's what happens when you're 73 years old and you live in a cardboard box. A very soggy cardboard box, mind ya. You know, I could use a couple dollars to upgrade the cardboard box. I would love to live on the other side of the gully. You just gotta drive out those other homeless guitar players. Now, they're not real guitar players, they just wanna be. They use the air guitar. I don't use the air guitar anymore. I think it's just because I don't hear it. You know, people have such great imaginations now. I don't. I gotta hear the notes. You know, call me old-fashioned, call me literal-minded, call me limited in my cognitive ability, but I gotta hear the notes. I can't just pretend, I can't, I just can't, it's like role playing, I just can't do it. You know, those Dungeons and Dragons geeks were out of style in the 1980s, you know, and the air guitar geeks are just, they might be cool now, but I just don't get it. So I got myself a real guitar, a real Pod Pro. Real punk attitude. No one knows what punk means anymore. I asked my friend the other day what punk meant. He said, punk? What you talking about? Punk? What's punk? I think I heard a punk, but I don't remember what punk means. See, he, like me, has this Mercuric accent. He also has a problem with roaches. We all have problems with roaches. But I got a guitar and an amplifier and a Pod Pro. So while he just fumes about the roaches, I can actually sing about them. Here, for example, is a song. Now, keep in mind, we don't have chord progressions in the 2040s. You know, I don't know whom I'm talking to, my grandkids or my great-grandkids or just the legions of Trav fans out there somewhere. I'm sure someday I'll find a Trav fan or two. Someday, someone will have heard of Trippy Cat and Trex and Tripe Caca and Trippy Chat, Trippy Cat, and all those other bands I tried. Anyway, keep in mind, we don't have chord progressions in the 2040s. You might in the future, and we certainly did in the past. But here's my song, it's called Go Away Roaches, I'm Not Open for Business. Go away, little roaches, I'm not open for business. Yeah, I came tantalizingly close to a chord change there. Tantalizingly close, but you know, to be honest, I don't think I remember what a chord change sounds like anymore. I'm just gonna play some random notes on the guitar, and I'll assume that in the future you guys know what I'm doing, because honestly, no one today does. I'm the only one who plays guitar on the side of the Mississippi. I reckon. You know, it's only about 20 of us alive. Everyone else died in the Holocaust. And eat your vegetables if you want to live and be as old as me. All those other people, they didn't eat enough vegetables. You know, they're always eating the McDonald's food, drinking their Bud Light. Me, I survive. Yeah, I've got 5 antennae, 6 arms. Hey, but you know, that helps me play the guitar. So here we go. Hey, little roaches, get out of my house. Hey, little roaches, go chase that mouse. Hey, little roaches, give me a break. I'm practicing guitar so that someday I can sing the song to the people who want me to sing the song. I'm sure one or two of those people will come along. At this rate, I think I'm gonna live a couple centuries. 'Cause I eat my vegetables and enjoy a nice clean breeze. And I don't drink beer from a can. I know that doesn't make me a real man. Prefer my Corolla Light and my Raisin Bran. Eat your vegetables, I tell everyone, but they never listen to me, 'cause veggies are no fun, they say. But I say, well, you will drop dead someday. Eat your vegetables, that's what I say. But they always turn away. They think I'm a crazy old fart. But I left behind their back. 'Cause I know, they ain't coming back. They're going off to die, like all the other billion people who don't eat their vegetables. You gotta eat your vegetables. They don't need real vegetables. They don't need the vegetables. No one will eat the vegetables anymore. And so they drop dead on the chair or on the floor. No one will eat the vegetables anymore. That's why I'm 73 and I'm the oldest this side of the Mississippi. I'm 73 and I'm the oldest old geezer. I'm 73 in my birth year, my golden year. I'm 73 and look at me, I can sing and play, and I still read and run at the same time, while everybody else just dropping dead around me like flies. I attribute my longevity to vegetables. I attribute my musical ability to blind love. Frankly, I think I suck. Thank you. See you in another 50 years. Bye-bye.